Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know, Kelly, been in relationships for 13 years and then been single and just throwing myself back in the dating game. Mm-hmm. It feels like I don't know how to drive and someone put me on the highway and just said, fend for yourself and just try and make it work. And I keep making mistake after mistake.
Are you a reckless driver out there?
That's exactly how it feels like. And I'm constantly apologizing to everyone. An earlier date I had, we went on like two dates together. And I remember this vividly. I was driving her home one morning and... I didn't mean to say that. One afternoon.
Okay, so we know what kind of date that was.
And she said to me, "What's my name?" Just flat out said that. And I thought that was rude. She's trying to put me on the spot right there.
Well, did you know her name?
Absolutely not. And it was mortifying.
I think that was a little more rude. You had been on how many dates and you didn't know her name?
It was a second. And I can't remember her ever telling me her name. But she swears she did the whole time. Is there any possibility she didn't tell me her name?
No. How would you go on two dates and not know somebody's name?
I don't think she said it to me. Or I just forgot. I don't know.
But hey, you. Do you want to go on another date?
Okay, when you're trying to handle dating and you're trying to handle everything, the name doesn't really come to mind. You're trying to navigate through everything else, you know?
Is it that you didn't know her name or you didn't know which one?
A combination of both. I thought she might have told me it, but I was worried it was someone else's, and I was worried if I said that out loud, going to be a worse situation for me. Do you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure if you're driving her home in the morning and you don't know her name, that's a bad situation.
So then I said, I'm sorry, I don't think you gave it to me. She goes, yes, I did. Oh, no, I'm that woman. And that's her reaction. And there was a nice 5 minute of very awkwardness in the car.
I'm feeling awkward right now.
The reason I bring that up is I got a text like yesterday from her. I haven't spoke to her in a while saying...
Wait, what do you have her saved in your phone as?
I put her name in after that incident.
But what did you have her saved as originally?
Nothing. Just the number.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
She said to me, "Do you remember when you didn't remember my name?" I'm like, "Hi, nice to hear from you again."
Yeah. You? How are you?
Has anyone, surely other people have done this, right? You don't remember anything about your single days or dating days, do you? You can't help me here.
Apart from telling
I'm an idiot.
And that's pretty much, what I would say to you right now.
I do want to feel better about myself this morning. Has anyone else done this? You know, you're online dating, you're meeting a lot of people. Have you ever forgotten a name or just not knowing someone's name?
All right. If you've been in this situation, make Guy feel better. Yeah. Give him a call. 888-431-3764. Wow. Are pigs flying? Because I thought you were alone on this one, Guy. You didn't know somebody's name that you dated twice? Went on two dates with her?
When I first became single, you didn't know her name? She asked me what her name is in the car one morning, and I had no idea what her name is. And the reason I'm bringing this up is she texted me yesterday saying, "Hey, do you remember that you didn't know my name?" She was thinking about it, obviously.
Well, you're not alone. 848 texted in and said, "Good morning, Guy. Don't feel bad. This has happened to me two times. One of the times, she gave me her name. The other time, she didn't. And when she asked me, 'What's my name?' the next morning, I said, 'Honestly, I don't know.' And she said, 'That's the way I want it to be.'"
Well, that's a good girl right there. Wow.
Define good.
I've never had a reaction like that.
And I don't know. You saying that you've been on two dates and you didn't know her name, to me, was just like, what?
It might have been just one. Okay. I might have just been trying to be politically PG for radio, if you know what I mean.
Well, take a listen.
Don't push me on that.
Take a listen to the 909. Says, "Guy, you're not alone. I was dating this lady for a year. Went to go meet some friends. I forgot her name. So I just introduced her as my girlfriend without saying her name. Then she introduced herself with her name.
That's not possible. Like, you've got to go get a CAT scan.
A year?
That's actually not possible. See, this is why I tell these stories, to get see people like that that actually are worse than me. 909 just, you know, just doesn't like me dating at all. Wow, Guy, you're on your own on this one. You're giving us men such a bad name right now. No wonder women hate us. Please stop dating and be single. LOL.
Hey, they ended with an LOL.
Thank you.
It's all in fun.
It's probably got a point, though.
Because I'm sitting back with my popcorn. I am enjoying this.
Been going round and round.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.